You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, everyone. No, I'm not going to recite any soliloquies from Hamlet. I'm actually going to talk to you a little bit about the facial skeleton. And you know, as we get older, we not only start to lose some bony mass in our body when we talk about osteoporosis, but we also start to lose it in our facial skeleton. And one of the reasons why I've gotten so excited about the high-tech facelift is because we can actually start doing a three-dimensional type of a lifting of the face, starting at the bony area and working outward. And that's why something like this is really, really representative of what we're talking about here. As the jaw starts to recede, we start to notice that there's some skin laxity around the jawline. And that's when you start to lose some of that sharpness or that crispness that we see in the jawline. Also, don't forget that a lot of times as the maxilla starts to recede, people's teeth start to look kind of odd. And that makes the lips and everything else that you can imagine in that area start to look like it needs a little bit more support. And that's where we can start building from the facial skeleton outward. So keep this in mind when you're going next time for your facial injectables. And instead of just concentrating maybe on the skin surface itself, start trying to think more in a three-dimensional fashion from the skeleton outward. And maybe next time I'll do a little Hamlet for you.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.